Our next guest on the program is an author and humorist, and her brand new book is entitled Welcome to the United States of Anxiety. We are pleased to be joined this afternoon by Jen Lancaster.
I'm delighted to be here.
Jen, your book is subtitled Observations from a Reforming Neurotic. Did you pick a bad time to reform?
I feel like I'm in the airplane movie. Like I picked the wrong time to stop smoking or doing heroin or whatever the quotes are. I haven't seen it in a while.
I think it was sniffing glue, but anything will work, right?
Yeah. We picked the wrong time to stop sniffing glue.
So you're saying it's okay for people to have some anxiety these days with everything that's going on?
I think it's impossible not to, because I wanted to take a look in this book at what was different from my childhood in the 70s to now. And the thing is, in the 70s, things were considerably worse. I was coming up in the golden age of serial killers, but everything felt fine because we didn't have social media making us compare ourselves to everybody else and finding ourselves wanting.
Yeah, that's a huge impact on our society now, because on the one hand, it gives us the chance to create these alternative personas, but boy, there's a lot of pressure to make that person perfect.
Absolutely, because you might subconsciously know that you are looking at a highlight reel of someone's very best day, but that doesn't mean you still don't compare yourself and your 3 days worth of dishes and the fact that you've been in the same yoga pants for a week and a half. Wait, that might just be me. But it's hard not to compare ourselves when that information is put in front of us, when we are consuming so much social media.
You use, and I think, I can't remember, it was so long ago, I think I had a minor in psychology back in college, and you use Maslow's hierarchy of needs in the book. How do you adapt that to dealing with anxiety and stresses?
That was a way for me to organize the book, and the reason that I thought of that is when I was in college, I also studied Maslow, and I was a waitress, and what I learned pretty quickly is when you're dealing with people and you're not satisfying their basic need, that triggers something in their lizard brain and they turn into monsters. If you forget the ranch dressing, your table is going to become monsters. And these are nice people. These are people who go to church. These are people who are kind to their neighbors. But when you're dealing at that level, that is what happens when those needs aren't met. So I thought it would be interesting to divide the book up by the most basic needs and go from there to see how we were affected, how stress affected us on each level.
We're talking with Jen Lancaster about her new book, Welcome to the United States of Anxiety. So do you have a hierarchy of stressors?
The higher up you are on the chart, I think the more stressful things are, honestly. They're like with shelter right now, we're not so bad. I think most of us live indoors, but we're still kind of stressed out when we see someone's Instagram feed and they just put in shiplap and we still have the original Naughty Pine paneling. But I think the higher up we go, like when moms are comparing themselves to other moms and finding themselves wanting, that is an anxiety bonanza.
And you talk about parent shaming in the book, and boy, it's tougher than ever these days when you're trying to make sure your kids wear masks and practice social distancing, and then you go on social media and see that a friend who's also a parent has reconstructed Disney World somehow in their home.
Right. The bar for parenting right now is so high, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm a member of Generation X. I remember being 7 years old and being sent to the convenience store by my cousins to buy them cigarettes because I had a note. And it was fine for a 7-year-old to walk a mile with a note, buy cigarettes, and come home. No one thought any different of it. I can't imagine how many people would be in prison if that happened today.
And in terms of things like body image, here we are stuck in the house. Often we turn to food as a way of relaxing and calming ourselves. That's not helping matters at all.
It's not. But you know what? Right now, nobody is seeing you from the shoulders down. We can work on this once there's a vaccine. If having a case of Pop-Tarts is making you feel better right now, I say go for it. It's airport rules. Nothing matters.
Does misery love company?
of course, misery loves company. Misery wants everybody at the party.
Well, it should be a pretty large gathering the way things are going then.
And we shouldn't do that in times of COVID-19. Think about that.
So what's the best message that people can learn through your book?
The best message, I think, is there's a few different messages. That there are a lot of things that are stressing us out, but what we can control is how we look at those stressors. If social media is stressing you out, step away. If the idea of a big family Thanksgiving is stressing you out, skip Thanksgiving. The universe gave you a get-out-of-jail-free pass this year. Stay home, drink mimosas, watch the Hallmark Movie Channel all day. It's probably the only time you'll ever be able to do that. Just take control of what's bothering you, and you will get through this.
Now, Jen, I notice in your bio, you say that you live with some ill-behaved pets. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Yes. I started rescuing pit bulls about 20 years ago, accidentally. I was out of work, so I volunteered at a no-kill animal shelter, and at no point did anyone tell me it was a no-kill shelter for pit bulls. I didn't know anything about the breed. I was terrified of them. Now I'm the biggest advocate in the world. We have two pit bulls right now. We had another pit bull who was the greatest dog ever. And I am 100% in love with them. And the fact that every post on my feed is not a photo of them is heroic self-restraint on my part.
Welcome to the United States of Anxiety, Observations from a Reforming Neurotic. It's available everywhere you get books now, right?
Absolutely.
So there's no excuse not to get your hands on it. It sounds to me like it would be the perfect holiday gift for a friend or a loved one, or just for yourself to help, well, take care of yourselves, a little self-medication through these challenging times.
Absolutely.
Jen, thank you so much. Appreciate you being with us today. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and however you can maneuver the holidays, do the best you can. Thank you so much.
Thank you.